Pressure's growing on the Prime Minister to make the Royal Commission into Violence in the Northern Territory's Juvenile Detention Centre independent from the Territory Government. More than 100 organisations and Indigenous representative bodies have penned an open statement, also demanding a broader inquiry into the Northern Territory's youth justice system as a whole. Though they've condemned the Prime Minister on what they say is they've commended the Prime Minister on what they say is fast and decisive action since the ABC first broadcast horrific images of children in a Darwin detention centre on Monday night. The statement is being spearheaded by the Change the Record Coalition. Its co-chairman, Shane Duffy, says there is merit for the Royal Commission to be expanded nationally later.
We've talked about a second tier or terms of reference, which takes a more of a national approach and looks at the state and territories in relation to the way that young people are being treated in detention centres, but more importantly, a broader juvenile justice focus right across the country.
Change the Record co-chair Shane Duffy. Well, the terms of reference for the Royal Commission will be decided by Federal Cabinet today. The Prime Minister has again ruled out making it a national inquiry, saying he wants hearings to begin in September with a report by early next year. The Royal Commission is expected to examine the shocking treatment of detainees that was shown on Monday night's Four Corners program and the wider culture in the Territory's justice system. For more on this, I'm joined live by the President of the Australian Bar Association, Patrick O'Sullivan, QC. Patrick O'Sullivan, good morning.
Good morning.
What should Cabinet focus on in approving the terms of reference today?
Well, I think the focus has to be, firstly, on the occurrence of abuse in the Northern Territory juvenile detention institutions. I certainly wouldn't go outside the Northern Territory, in particular how that abuse was allowed to happen and apparently become acceptable practice. I think it also has to deal with what appears to be systemic or cultural impediments to reporting and also why the warning signs that occurred in at least three reports appear to have been either not acted upon or ignored.
And do you think a Royal Commission should eventually lead to criminal charges, to prosecutions?
I think so. You've got to empower the Royal Commissioner to recommend the laying of criminal charges. There would be little point in doing this exercise, I think, unless that ability was there.
Okay. The Prime Minister says a tightly focused inquiry will deliver the best results for the Northern Territory. It sounds like you agree with that position.
Yes, I do agree with it. I think the risk is that any commission will become so far-reaching that you'll lose focus on the incidents that have given rise to this need. There is no doubt that there are many problems facing the juvenile justice system in the Northern Territory, and it starts right at the very beginning with deviation programs and disadvantage. But that can't become the focus of this Royal Commission. That is perhaps another issue.
You recently were in the Northern Territory, I understand, discussing the problems of youth detention with the Minister, John Elferink. Now, he is still the Northern Territory Attorney General. He's been removed from his corrections portfolio, but should he, as Attorney General, have any say in setting up this inquiry?
No, I don't think he should.
Why not?
I don't think the Territory should be involved in this at all. There's a great risk that the Commission will be seen to be in some way tainted if the Territory is involved. It has to be independent of the Territory, and I don't think that Mr. Elferink should be involved in it in any way at all.
Is that because you don't have confidence in him as a minister and what he's been doing so far?
No, I think it's really because it involves the very portfolio that he had responsibility for. Mm. And that he can't be seen to be involved in essentially a review of his own actions.
And so the federal government really should be the one driving this and the Northern Territory government should be left out of it?
Yes, I think that's right.
What steps have to be taken, do you think, to ensure Aboriginal witnesses and vulnerable members of the community are part of the commission?
Well, they have to be part of the commission, of course. There's going to have to be careful selection of individuals who can deal with these witnesses and are used to dealing with Indigenous people so that they can be made to feel comfortable and confident in giving their stories and their evidence.
The Commission will obviously examine the treatment of children in detention. That's clearly going to be one of the things it's going to be focusing on. But one of the big issues really is the incarceration rates, isn't it? The sheer numbers of Aboriginal people still being locked up. What should they do? What should be the focus? What should the focus be there?
Well, it's a major problem, Michael. I think it has to start right at grassroots. A lot of Indigenous people come from disadvantaged backgrounds, poverty, alcohol, dysfunctional families, fetal alcohol syndrome. That's got to be addressed. You then have to get deviation or diversion programs so that you keep youth in particular out of the justice system. All the studies indicate that once youth come into contact with the justice system, the chances of reoffending are increased. If they do come into the justice system, there must be rehabilitation and education programs to reintegrate them back into society. And so it's got to be a multi-stage process that deals with each problem at each level. But the fundamental problem is the extent of the disadvantage that a lot of these people come from. And bear in mind that 97% of all the youth in Northern Territory prisons are Indigenous, and the vast majority of those are on remand, which means that they've either been convicted and they're awaiting sentence or they're awaiting trial. And the reason why that they are remanded in custody, one of the factors taken into account on any bail application, is that they've got no place to go.
Mm. And just finally, this Royal Commission obviously comes more than 25 years after the Deaths in Custody Royal Commission. Do you think this will be more effective?
Oh, I would hope so. Certainly there's been a lot of focus on the rates of Indigenous incarceration and disadvantage, and it has to, Michael. We can't keep going on like this.
Patrick O'Sullivan, thanks very much for joining us.
My pleasure.
President of the Australian Bar Association, Patrick O'Sullivan, QC.